Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For a whole host of reasons, whether due to an increasingly troubling injury or Father Time inevitably catching up to them, there's a decent and in some cases depressing chance that fans may have actually seen the last of these stars taking bumps or producing other forms of magic in the midst of an in-ring bout. Hopefully not, but you truly never know in this balmy business, dear. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 8 wrestlers who may have wrestled their last match. Number 8, Paul White. Stealing his fair share of headlines back in February 2021 upon deciding to kiss goodbye to the WWE Universe in favour of linking up with Tony Khan's All Elite promotion, many were curious to see what the former Big Show could offer to the vibrant up-and-coming company in the ring. After all, Paul White's final few years as part of Vinnie Mac's former machine saw the towering giant used somewhat sporadically, with numerous injuries catching up with the one-time World Heavyweight Champion in the end. And unfortunately for the AEW Dark Elevation co-commentator, said hip injury setbacks in particular have blighted his All Elite run thus far too. In fact, White hasn't actually competed in an AEW ring since March, with his last match before that coming in October 2021. With both the AEW president and the in-ring legend himself also clearly seeing a bright future at the commentary desk for the Titan, when White does finally return from his most recent injury obstacle, perhaps the valuable veteran will happily settle into a non-active role on the roster for the rest of his days in the industry. Number 7, MVP. Hot on the heels of making an unlikely Royal Rumble 2020 return, former United States champion MVP appeared to be riding off into the sunset after facing off against all-round legend Rey Mysterio on a follow-up episode of Raw. But some 2 years on, the one-time Hurt Business mouthpiece could still be found in the thick of the action on occasion, most recently pairing with his latest client Omos, as the two attempted to get the better of the likes of Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits in June and July, respectively. Those few brief moments of in-ring action aside, though, MVP's time as an active member of the WWE roster looked to be coming to a definitive end, with the star now settling quite nicely into the role of explosive manager for his Nigerian giant. In truth, it seems as though the trash-talking personality has been considering calling it a day in between the ropes from the second he walked into Minute Maid Park nearly 3 years ago. And who knows, maybe another crack at the producing gig could be in MVP's no doubt eventful future once he finally officially calls time on his in-ring career too. Number 6, The Rock. This one's going to age well, isn't it? While much has been said about a potential clash between undisputed WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns and The Rock at the upcoming WrestleMania 39 extravaganza, trying to conjure up a scenario where the Great One will genuinely go toe-to-toe with the Tribal Chief is not as simple as dumping a truck of money on the people's doorstep. Dwayne Johnson's absolutely insane and ever-growing schedule, involving the Hollywood megastar shooting on many a movie, producing more and more content with his Seven Bucks Productions company, and spearheading the relaunch of the XFL, is a very real obstacle that could kill off any hopes of that battle for the title of true head of the table ever coming to fruition. And if Rocky doesn't find the time to come back home on the road to WrestleMania 39, will he ever do so again? Will the timing ever be this perfect? Probably not. So if Dwayne doesn't put his cousin in his place in 2023, there's a solid chance his bumping days may be behind him altogether. Number 5, Goldberg. Demand recently let slip on the Roman Atwood podcast that his WWE contract ends in 2 months. So come January 2023, you better brace yourself for Big Bill Goldberg bursting onto the Dynamite scene and pulverizing all those All Elite vanilla midgets into next week. Hell yeah! Well, maybe not. But will the former World Heavyweight Champion still be seen as the sort of go-to ratings popper he often was towards the latter stages of Vinnie Mac's often infuriating reign now that his son-in-law is at the creative wheel? Goldberg and the Game haven't exactly always seen eye to eye, have they? With the former even going out of his way when appearing on Talk Is Jericho recently, to claim their relationship has been one of ups and downs. Don't tell Simon Miller. And it was during said conversation with Le Champion, when talking about still being under WWE contract, that Bill also revealed, "From my point of view, a wrestler's career ends only when he dies. They might call me tomorrow, but I may also never get that call. In any case, I will be ready." The most recent Crown Jewel event would have likely been an opportune moment to bring back Goldberg for another quick spear sesh. But with Bill nowhere to be seen as his contract comes to an end, perhaps demands days in the squared circle are now a thing of the past. Number 4, Big E. It's safe to say that just about every corner of the wrestling landscape had their head in their hands upon seeing former WWE champion Big E being suddenly dropped on his skull on the back of a botched belly-to-belly during March 11th SmackDown. And while it was brilliant to see the ever-positive New Day man quickly back on his feet post-broken neck and surgery, the damage this tragic injury has already done may just force the effervescent powerhouse to hang up his boots altogether. The lovable babyface himself has noted how he would be at peace if he's told that he can't wrestle again upon his neck being evaluated again by doctors in the coming months. Though news of said neck being expected to make a complete recovery, despite a fall of this nature sometimes leading to straight-up death, is positive to say the least. Above all else though, he needs to put his health and happiness first. So if that means not taking any more silly bumps or dishing out numerous big endings, then so be it. Number 3, John Cena. After seemingly making the summer of 2021 his own at the box office, leading the likes of Fast 9 and Suicide Squad, Super Cena only went and turned his attention to the small screen, spinning off into a DCEU Peacemaker series on HBO Max. And with further projects like the upcoming Fast 10, a second season of Peacemaker, hosting duties on Wipeout, and a ton of other big screen productions currently on the horizon for the former WWE champion, it is starting to seem like Cena may have unintentionally hung up his cap and sweatbands in recent times. Look no further than the star's appearance on Raw earlier this year, as he celebrated 20 years as part of the WWE sphere. Instead of building towards a suggested match with Austin Theory, the No Doubt Hall of Famer focused more on collecting his flowers and openly stated he wasn't sure when his next run would come around. Now, if Cena had it his way, he'd likely skip back down that ramp tomorrow for another spell in the squared circle. But when you're as in demand as the face that runs the place, there could be a world where the star and WWE's schedules simply don't sync up in the way both parties would hope in the coming years. Number 2, Randy Orton. Cut down midway through arguably his most overrun as a babyface to date, Randy Orton's sidelining partway through RK-Bro's recent rivalry with the Bloodline in May quickly had folks fantasizing about how the revived Viper could make a dramatic comeback later down the road. Yet it appears any plans for the multiple-time world champion to return to WWE programming before the end of 2022 have been scrapped upon assessing the nature of Orton's back injury, with the Wrestling Observer even reporting recently that the company were genuinely concerned about the severity of his condition. On top of this reported worry over their longtime star's recovery from such a serious back injury, fellow WWE legend Kofi Kingston's recent words on his co-worker haven't alleviated any concerns either. As the former WWE champion told NBC Sports Boston when discussing the upcoming Survivor Series WarGames PLE, Orton would definitely be one of his picks to be on his team, though as he put it, "I don't know if Randy Orton is coming back, but I put Randy on my team. You know, the Viper and the experience factor." Surely WWE's apex predator hasn't slithered into the squared circle for the very last time, right? Only time will tell. Number 1, CM Punk. Depending on what day it is, and which source close to the star in question has spoken to a reporter lately, CM Punk is either completely through with the wrestling business, or hungry to get back on the old bumping bike. Even if that latter report turns out to be the case though, it's not a given that the best in the world will hop straight on over to WWE and headline WrestleMania opposite Roman Reigns. Admittedly, putting aside personal feelings for the good of the business is something Triple H has most likely learned from his father-in-law. But the sheer amount of bad blood between Punk and the Game may still prove too difficult to overcome should the former AEW World Champion depart his current workplace. And while said AEW departure does feel somewhat inevitable at this point, on the back of the entirely messy brawl-out situation, Punk's own comments on not feeling as though the WWE landscape would change in the slightest upon Vinnie Mac's exit earlier this year point to a star who clearly has his doubts about the new regime already. If all that wasn't enough to hint at Phil Brooks maybe feeling enough is enough after arguably the greatest one-year run the industry has seen in an age, it's not like he's exactly shy of dollar right now either. So does he even need to bump for a living anymore? But if the last year has taught us anything, you really can never say never when it comes to this particular chick magnet. And that's our list of any of the wrestlers who may have wrestled their last match. Let us know all about them in the comments section right down below, and do not forget to like, share, and click on that subscribe button while you're at it. Also, if this kind of thing is your bag, then head on over to whatculture.com and find some more incredible articles just like the one this video you're watching right now is based on. I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you as always for clicking on this lovely video today. Hopefully I'll see your pretty faces very, very soon, but in the meantime, just be good to yourself. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.